This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now, we've gotten into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of February the 12th to the 16th. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show aimed at going over the big stories, the focus of News Talk Radio this week, and the people whose names are on the charts. So we get right to Michael going through the list because there is certainly a lot to talk about. And I really want to get his perspective on a couple of these things completely. So, Michael, let's go through the list first and then we'll take apart a couple of these things that are really important from the listener's point of view.
All right, you got it. This is what people have been talking about this week on News Talk Radio across America and stations just like the one we're being heard on now. At number 10, we have NBA and NHL action. At number 9, the Black Panther film. At number 8, the FBI's China warning. At number 7, the Pyeongchang Olympics. At number 6, the Trump Stormy Daniels issue. At number 5, the Rob Porter case and the status of John Kelly involved in that. We have at number 4, the Russian election interference and the cyber attack. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the DACA Act and immigration policy. And number 1, and it is the big one, out of the blue, the Florida school massacre. On our people survey, we have Olympians Sean White, Chloe Kim, and Michaela Schifrin. Vladimir Putin is at 9, Barack and Michelle at 8, Kim Yo Jong and Mike Pence at 7. Number 6 is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. At number 5, Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, we have Rob Porter, John Kelly, and Hope Hicks. Nicholas Cruz at number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Not a great week. A lot of interesting things happening, certainly marred by the school massacre story.
All right. So let's start with that. There are perspectives that I think you are in a unique position to discuss with regard to the radio stations, what's going on in the world of radio, news talk radio, sports talk radio. We'll get to that later on. But from the point of view of how this information is being presented and discussed, there is a growing feeling with me as a broadcaster that it's hard to avoid having these conversations, but where they go, I had a better conversation, frankly, with James Whale on a British talk radio program than I did on my own program this week because I am frustrated with this. But I'm going to be quiet. I want to listen to you because you always have such a poignant point of view, and almost intellectually you look at these things differently. So I want to listen to you talk about number one this week and how it's been approached by hosts and what do we need to be considering here conversationally.
Well, it's a problem to talk about this because we're running out of words.
Yeah.
So I find that most of the hosts are at a dead end in terms of where do I go with this? As a matter of fact, what you've just expressed, that you had to go outside of the sphere of American talk radio to have a fresh perspective on what has, again, I have trouble finding the words as well, to find a new angle on something that is beginning to be embarrassing by its cliche. You know, we send our love and our prayers to the families. We've got to do something about this. We have to turn to the president to make this happen. The politicians have got to stop it. It's too soon to talk about gun control. It's not about gun control. It's about mental illness. It's about the coarseness of our society. It's about having metal detectors outside of schools. It's about. And so my personal take is it's about us and our culture in the United States of America. That there is no remedy to this problem that would be a sweeping be-all and end-all to the fact that on regularly scheduled intervals we have these terrible tragedies occurring.
Do you know that since the beginning of the year, Michael, every 60 hours there has been one of these events. Some of them aren't even talked about anymore. Every 60 hours, in historical perspective, on average, since January 1st, this sort of thing is taking place.
Well, now, do you think that I'm smart enough to have the answer to solve this problem?
I think you're smart enough to have you just said what I said, and I was criticized by one of the stations that carries my DJV program because I ignore it. Well, he said I ignored it. I didn't ignore it. The news that you carry, I said this to him, you have a newscast on your station, and it came from CBS. The news focused for 90 seconds on the event, and you want me to come back, regurgitate it, and talk about it from the perspective of what I said last time it happened and the time before that. Basically, I reiterate what you just said. There's nothing new. And what am I going to... I like to think that the program that I do weekdays is aimed at solutions to problems. And I can't find a solution to this problem. So I don't want to talk about it because it's frustrating, it's annoying, it's angering, it's sad. There are all kinds of adjectives I can use to describe my feelings, but I am also pissed off that we can't come up with a collective way of dealing with the three issues that are mental health, that are guns and the availability of guns that we don't need to have, and people say, well, who are you to say? I have a limited amount of common sense, and my common sense says there isn't any damn need for AK-47s to be on the street. Sorry, I'm not sorry, but what is the point of that? And then we look at the historical perspective of where we come from as a country. We come from a unique place. Guns, as they were used as settlers crossed across the country and took law into their own hands, there's a certain amount of that in our DNA, which is not equivalent to anything that went on in any other country in the formation. You look at England and the wars they had and how they killed people as they were nurturing their own freedom. They were using swords and knives and axes and stuff. Were they violent? Of course they were. We are, as a being, we are violent. Our nature is violent. So where do you go with it?
You certainly did a lot of talking for a guy that was going to listen.
Well, go ahead.
No. I don't mind that you're talking. What I'm finding interesting is that you do have a lot to say. Mm-hmm. You obviously have a lot to say. How come you didn't say it on your show?
I did, but it took me a while.
So why'd the guy complain? So why'd the guy complain that you weren't talking about it?
Wanted me to do it. You know, the day of, he wanted me to spend a lot of time on it, and I didn't have anything to say, so I didn't say anything.
It's your obligation as a player in this game called News Talk Radio to talk about the hottest topics.
Well,
in a way, I'm happy that it took you a while because I think that one of the things that this format of radio needs is more thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. The pressure to come up with instant opinion, with instant solutions, with instant reactions that please the core audience and please the radio station programmers and fit into a nice, neat package in a world that is so unneat, mm-hmm. is something that is just impossible to do. without reducing it to a cliche and having it be an exercise in futility. So I find all of that interesting, and that's within the realm of what we talk about on this program. This is a program about talk. It's about what we talk about in talk radio and a look behind the scenes. So I feel that we are successful, at least thus far in this conversation, in conveying the challenge and the frustration that talk show hosts deal with if they are thoughtful and care about the content and consequences of what they say, as opposed to just filling the space and yammering with a bunch of platitudes that have no meaning. So let's get down to it. What it comes down to is, yeah, it's a gun issue, but it's not exclusively a gun issue, because it could be a sword issue, it could be a poison issue, it could be a knife issue, it could be a bomb issue. There's many ways that a mentally disturbed, angry person can commit mass murder. So it's not just about guns and just about a specific brand of gun. It's about violence, and you pointed that out. Is it a political issue? Well, yeah, because we turn everything into a political issue as opposed to a social and a mental issue. I think it has to do with our culture, and I think it has to do deeper with the culture of humanity, because this kind of garbage goes all the way back. I mean, I hear people say, only in the United States does this happen. Well, this kind of crap happens everywhere. We just happen to have a very large country. We happen to have a very, very violent nature. And we have a history of freedom when it comes to expressing violence. So there's a lot of different issues meeting at this intersection. So I would say, from Michael Harrison, my own point of view, we've got to come to terms with our culture and our nature. Meantime, if we have to restrict freedoms, which I despise, for the sake of protecting our children from ourselves, then I think we have to do that.
And included in that is overviewing the availability of these violent video games that are so much a part of many people's upbringing these days, the access to the kind of technology that you get with an iPhone or iPad that kids that are 7 or 8 have, and they don't understand. The parents are not teaching them the responsibility because they're 7 years old. They have no business looking at this stuff or having this stuff at their disposal. No, none. There should be laws against parents being able to. People, it needs to get to a point, this sounds maybe like a police state, but at some point we register guns. Maybe we better be registering things like iPhones. And who's going to use them? And how are they going to use them? Because there's a lot of that behind the scenes in this. I see it, frankly. But it's part of the culture, as you suggested. So, food for thought. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show at 19 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with a Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's
a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three after the hour. Yes, the weekly talk radio review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here herding not a herd of cats, but one cool cat whose name is Michael Harrison, who wants to go further with our discussion on not the Florida situation, but what we take away from it, what's going on in our society from a perspective. And by the way, there are the folks who listen because they listen to News Talk Radio. There are a lot of hosts who listen to this program for ideas. And as people are coming up short with ideas on how to freshly discover what a solution to these gun violence issues are, Michael has some perspective for those of you who are hosts as well as listeners to pick up on. Michael?
Well, I don't necessarily know if I'm telling anybody what to say, but here's what I'm thinking.
No, it's a suggestion.
And that is that in addition to the gun control issue, which is a controversial issue up there with abortion and certain vicious cycle issues that keep going around and around and around and around and nobody changes their mind. The other issue that comes to mind from this type of thing is the issue of thought police. The issue, and you're hearing people talk about it, this kid, this young man, this young monster, there were signs on social media that he had violent thoughts, that he was a weird guy, that people should have noticed it, that this guy was ominous, ominous is a word that showed up, and that it should have been reported. Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? However, when you look at that particular process, it's like that movie Vanilla Sky. The idea that you could be arrested or detained for what you might be thinking of doing. In other words, the difference between thought and action is a very scary proposition. That's truly a slippery slope, because then the government could say, we've noticed that you've been speaking on your show about blah, blah, or we see that you've mentioned some scary, violent things on your Facebook page, or you look funny. The people that work with you think that you glare at them, that you've got a strange look in your eye. We want to investigate you. We want to talk to you. That is scarier. That's a scarier proposition than taking away your guns. It's really like, wow, that's a police state. But on another level, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If you see some kid looks like he's dangerous and is going through the, here we go, profiling, the profile of what a mass murderer could be. This is the real nitty-gritty of where we stand with this difficult problem.
So the call to action here, I tend to be a solutions-oriented sort, and when I talk on the air, that's why I said I didn't talk about it, because I don't have a solution to it, and I feel almost impotent at coming up with something, and I don't want to disappoint the people who are used to my style, but I don't have a solution. It is interesting when you talk about tracking people, the movie Vanilla Sky comes to mind as something, okay, we're gonna take people out who are thinking about maybe doing something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, they look at the alphabet agencies, the CIA, FBI, they don't do their job. If the FBI had been watching this guy for a year. So,
what do you do with somebody for what they're thinking or saying?
That's the
point. It's like Jimmy Carter once said, I have lust in my heart, and everybody jumped all over him, but he was being honest.
Right. I have lust in my heart, too. How about you?
No.
No?
Not a bit of it.
Really? I'm sorry. 28 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour, as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Michael Harrison has his new interview, which you can see headlined at Talkers, the Michael Harrison interview this week with David Smalley. Who is he?
David Smalley is an atheist. He is a skeptic. He is a debater. He is a dogma breaker. He is a comedian. He's a strange guy. Very bright. Very interesting. And we talk about the age-old argument between science and religion. How's that for a how's that for a conversation?
It's a good argument, man. Actually, I'll tell you, because they're more related than anybody really thinks they are. The science of mind, you probably know about that, which is a sort of a spiritual. What do you call them? A cult? It's a group of people who believe that there is science in religion.
Well, I make the case with him that a lot of today's scientists are as dogmatic about their answer to current beliefs in science as religion advocates are about their answer to what reality is based on the Bible. And he said that any scientist that becomes dogmatic is not a scientist anymore, and he's right. Science, see, the difference between religion and science, without going into it, but it is interesting. Let's take a minute. The difference between religion and science in a minute. How's that for?
Help yourself. Confidence. The world history in a minute.
Right.
Good, the difference. Good luck,
religion.
Michael.
Both religion and science try to explain the mysteries of reality. Yeah. Religion has the word of God and says, this is the answer, don't question it. Mm-hmm. Science says, we don't know the answer, question everything. And the role of science is to prove itself wrong. The role of religion is to prove itself right. And that is it in a nutshell. And I leave it to our listeners to argue amongst themselves.
How about your own spiritual beliefs and how they play into a conversation like this with somebody like this? What do you bring to the table in this conversation?
I bring to the table that we human beings are wired in such a way that we cannot be sure of anything, and that we should have deep humility about the mysteries that surround us in this extraordinarily weird place we find ourselves called reality.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
That's what I believe.
What is reality? There are a lot of people think reality doesn't. In reality, you're making me up, or I'm making you up, or you made up David Smalley, or whoever it is that is in the question. The woman in your life that you love, you made her up. She's just a doll, or
we don't know.
She made you.
We don't know that we're not a. Brain in a bucket.
We're spiritual beings in a human body. Well, that's what some people say.
We don't know where we are. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We don't know. We just don't know. That's why in physics they call the issue of consciousness the hard question. Mm-hmm. We can't wrap our brains around. There's a cliche, but it fits. We can't wrap our brains around the idea of consciousness. That is the heart of the hard problem. That if you think that your ego, your I-ness, I, me, the person experiencing, it, the person experiencing things, the observer, is the result of your brain, that it's the result of the mechanics of your brain. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that who you really are comes from someplace else, and the brain is just a processor on this plane of existence to help you make sense of where that spirit happens to be at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's it. I'm not preaching that as my dogma. I'm preaching that as my observation of the question at hand when you get into science versus religion.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sticky wicket.
And he didn't want to hear it. David Smalley, he went as deep as science is going to answer everything. It always has, and it always will. He's sort of in that school of Neil deGrasse Tyson and Lawrence Krauss. These guys are extremely arrogant.
Oh, I think that Tyson is a big bull. Whoops. he leaves me cold. He's such a phony. I don't know about Smalley.
Smalley's a smart guy. Smalley's cool. You know what I like about Smalley? He's very respectful. He does not show disdain, or attitude. I have interviewed Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I've also interviewed Lawrence Krauss, another major physicist, and they show disdain. They show disdain. Their hackles go up, and they become disdainful if you question the Big Bang or all of these doctrine that current science preaches as if it were just another religion.
You can't figure it out. You're not supposed to figure it out. People get frustrated. This is my spiritual belief, anyway. I said something that I really do believe. We're spiritual beings. We go from one reality to another, and our lives as human beings are not, they're only part of the overall experience, and God knows, literally and figuratively, what happens next, what happened before. You find people that, there's so many questions that come about as a result of, this fabulous experience that we're having in this life, but there are other fabulous experiences that are very possible because we, in our pea-brained way of looking at these things, think that we may be the strongest in terms of species on the planet at the moment, but 100,000 years from now, you don't think the ants are going to be running things here, or who knows?
Or our descendants. Our descendants will be running things and look back on us as a very primitive form of ape.
Yeah.
We don't know that. Right. Or we don't know. We don't know that our priorities are necessarily in tune with some ultimate truth. We don't know that just because dolphins or just because ants don't build bridges and make rockets, that they're not pursuing in their own way some type of deeper spiritual, intellectual pursuit. And, are in touch with ants all over the universe having a conversation about things that are beyond our understanding. So we are so arrogant as to think that our technology and that our interests are the be-all and end-all, that we're the crown of creation, when in fact we just might be some tangent that has very little to do with what's ultimately important to God, whatever God is. You know.
If in fact the core research suggesting the planet is about 4.5 or 5 billion years old, and that the universe is ageless, even though some say the Big Bang created it, and there's a mind that's connected to it, the mind that we don't really understand, or the energy that is God, or is whatever it is, in some way, shape, or form, in my experience, I've found that thoughts are things. When I think about things, I can create things with my mind. Why is that? It's mind-blowing when you think about it. If you actually practice it, and comes... Yeah, it's really...
If you go back to the roots, if you go back to the roots of words, to like ancient Sanskrit and Middle East, the word thing and the word think are only one letter apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the root of thing is think. Some people believe that consciousness, and this goes back to the hard question that I talked about, that consciousness is the root of all reality.
Mm-hmm.
That we have it backwards. We think consciousness is a byproduct of reality, when in fact it might be the other way around. That reality is the product of consciousness. If that's the case, it turns everything that we think upside down.
Yep, and inside out. So,
yeah.
As a former disc jockey, I'm sitting here thinking when we talk about Mirage, I'm thinking about Tommy James and that song. Remember Mirage? The Tommy James and the Shondell song? You remember that? You probably didn't.
No, I do not. I don't remember that. All I remember is Crimson and Clover, I think.
Yeah, but there's another song called Mirage. And then Bobby Darin thinking about things. When you said things and think, that song came right into my mind. For what it's worth, how our minds work. In a moment.
And now, welcome to the philosophy of DJs.
That's it. All right. Speaking about DJs, we're going to do some shop talk. That's what Paul Harvey used to call it. What's going on in sports talk radio? That is, in some circumstances, I'm talking about draining the swamp. Maybe some swamp.
Did you see my quote in the Boston? My quote in the Boston Herald.
I did not see that. Well, you tell us what. Yeah. Tell us.
Having, I said having. Okay.
Now hold on. 44 past the hour. Countdown time. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles. Happens a lot. It's not fair. Not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com. Help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, 47 after the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continue now with some shop talk. Many of you have heard either on sports talk radio programs or some of the news talk stations that are talking about not only action in the professional leagues, but what's going on behind the scenes, kind of not really behind the scenes, because this stuff has become very public. Three hosts that I can think of have been fired because of things they have said on the air about Tom Brady's son or Chloe in the Olympics or whoever, whatever else. So today, as we do this over a period of, I guess, a day or two, one of the radio stations in Boston, this is sport. This is a very hot. I'm in Boston. It happens this week, Michael. And we all know how hot a sports market this is. There are two FM stations that do very well in the ratings here because of the interest in sports. One of them conducting sensitivity training for their hosts.
Well, they have to do something. They have to do something because they're in the hot seat and a lot of sponsors are pulling out because of a series of missteps, politically incorrect missteps on the part of their hosts. So they're having sensitivity training.
But is it really sensitivity training or is it the boss saying you can't talk about this anymore on the air?
Well, I leave that to you and to the listeners. I can't tell you what the boss means, but that's a rhetorical question, and it certainly
goes back
is an apt one.
When I was a disc jockey, I used to talk a lot between the records about things that were going on, and the boss used to come in and say, "Will you shut the up and play the music?"
Right. Right.
So that was sensitivity training in those days.
Who's giving the training to the people teaching the training? Who's teaching the sensitivity training instructors on how to be sensitive?
There's a lot of money at stake here. The Red Sox are thinking about taking...
Huge money at stake.
Yeah, there is.
So I was quoted in the Boston Herald saying something to the effect of the corporate media meets political correctness, giving sensitivity training to sports talk show hosts is like teaching NFL players how to tackle gently. It's just not quite easily done. But that's what's going on in the business right now. We're going through a change in political correctness. The Me Too movement is part of it. There is a definite shift in our culture. And it ties back. It ties back to the issue that really is the elephant in the room today, and that is the massacre at the high school in Florida. What kind of a culture do we want to have? Because there are consequences to it, and how we deal with freedom versus consequences of freedom is the major issue that we're wrestling with.
Are we being muzzled? Excuse me, by politically correct thinkers?
Yes. That's definitely a result of
To
this.
What end will the listeners lose out in the end? Maybe one of the questions. More from Michael and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three after the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I want to just finish that conversation we were having about what goes on the radio, the host that was fired for inappropriate comments about Chloe Kim in the Olympics, 17-year-old girl, and he said some things. If I were her father, I'd go punch his lights out. And that's what Tom Brady wanted to do with a guy that took a shot at his 5-year-old daughter. Same kind of thing. There's a point at which you gotta have, whether it's common sense, common decency. Come on, grow up. Don't be looking around and say, I don't understand what they're talking about. They want me to be controversial. Use your head, you dummy. That's what I would say to him if he's working for me. What would you say to him?
It is use your head, dummy. But I, in defense of these people, I have to say there's a tremendous amount of pressure to be opinionated, to be edgy, to be a bad, boy. Yeah. You know, a lot of guys are professional bad boys. They're grown-ups, but they, the word is not bad boy. The word is bad, and it starts with an A. And that is that's a whole mindset. It's a whole look. It's a whole attitude. And it permeates sports talk radio. And and to a great degree, it used to be in the shock jock genre, which is kind of dissipating. And some news talkers are bad A's. And we have to, I guess, sensitivity training. What does it really mean? It means, come on, management, tell us what you want. The managers of radio have to be clear and take responsibility for the assignment that they send these guys on. It's like the old Mission Impossible thing. You know, you got to do this, but if you get caught, we're going to disavow any knowledge of the mission, and you're going to leave you out there on a limb. That's what they do. And they just got to be clear about it. There'll always be people that don't pull the right word out of their head in the heat of the conversation in an effort to be funny or an effort to be bad. But they got to be careful because it's no longer, it doesn't work anymore. Whether it's right or wrong that it doesn't work, that's a whole other issue of freedom, etc., censorship, blah, 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 blah. But the fact is, in this new culture that is evolving and becoming our new reality, it doesn't work anymore. You got to replace it with something that does.
Yep. And I think that's the bottom line of that. All right, so let's get to a couple of other things here that are part and parcel of the conversation this week. We haven't paid any attention to the Russians and whether there's anything new on that. What do you think in terms of the investigation or whether they're interfering with our elections or elections elsewhere? What do you do about it, even if it is, unless you go bop off Snowden, because I think he's the one behind it. That's my read on it.
Well, the Russian issue will be here next week, and it'll be here the week after, and it'll be here the week after. So in some ways, it's kind of cool to not talk about it. I just wish it was because of better news than we have. But the Russian issue, yeah, espionage, intrigue, it's entered the cyber world. We're going to be propagandizing each other forever. We're going to be meddling in each other's elections and meddling in each other's economies and meddle, because it's so much easier to meddle in the digital age than it was in the analog age. Let's get real. It isn't just the Russians. We're meddling in their stuff. They're meddling in our stuff. The Chinese are meddling. The North Koreans are meddling. The Israelis are meddling. And the French and the British would meddle if they could. So the fact of the matter is it's a whole big muddy meddle.
A muddy muddle.
Yeah,
muddy,
that's right. All right, a muddy muddle malaise.
And in the middle of all that muddling is Stormy Daniels.
Ooh. Now there's something that you could. There's
yes,
a subject
sink,
that
sink
you could
sink your teeth into.
I set you up to say that.
Thank
I didn't.
You very much. Yes.
I went that you can sit. You could sink. I suggested that you could sink, and then you said it.
Yep.
So
power of suggestion with me.
Stormy Daniels will come. It's going to come and go, and no one's going to care.
Of course not.
Trump gets away with whatever he wants to.
Well, you're not going to take him down because of that any more than Bill Clinton went down because of Monica. Supposedly she has a dress, too, by the way. Did you know that?
I guess so. I don't know about these things.
You didn't know about the dress? Oh, you don't. Okay. Why don't women wash their dresses after they get into situations
oh
like
my
that?
Gosh. What a way to end the program.
Okay. Would you like to end it in a better way? You going to see the Black Panther film this weekend?
I'm going to try.
You'd like to see the movie. That's good. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
It's socially relevant. Socially relevant. I'm not a big fan of comic book movies, but this one seems interesting.
Well, if you don't go to see it, you're going to be a racist. People say you're a racist if you go see it. That's it. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.